Chapter 38. December 2nd of year 18. It only took us 19 days, instead of the anticipated 21, to make our way through the asteroid belt, and this consequently extends the time period for finding a safe shelter from 14 days to 16. The maneuver ahead of us is still anything but easy. In Earth's solar system, if you were traveling on the way to Mercury, the innermost planet, you would use the gravity of both Venus and Earth to decelerate accordingly. Here, though, we can only use the direct path, as there is only a single planet. Is there a better option? I examine the diagram of this simple solar system from all sides. The only object besides our destination is the star itself. The distances here are not that large. Would it be possible to use the gravitational pull of Proxima Centauri to decelerate as strongly as possible after an approach with maximum speed? The red dwarf has only 12% of the sun's mass, but it is still far heavier than any planet in Earth's solar system. Shouldn't this be enough to capture a small ship like ours and forcefully slow it down? The basic concept is to use a strongly elliptical course around Proxima Centauri. At the two cusps of the longitudinal, i.e. primary, axis of such a trajectory, the spaceship is particularly slow, while it is especially fast at the cusps of the secondary axis. Therefore, one of the longitudinal cusps must be located near the planet's backside. When we get there, Messenger needs to be slower than 13 kilometers per second in order to be successfully captured by the planet. How do we reach such a trajectory? Calculating the specific numbers is a task for the navigation software. Additionally, there is one important condition. We have to be able to land on Proxima B prior to December 17th. I order the calculations and allow the software to use the quantum computer. 3 seconds later, I get a result. I do not like it. I call Adam and Eve into the command module. They are currently exercising in their cabins, which by now are subject to a terrestrial gravity of 1.2 times. They come right away. The navigation software has calculated a few possible trajectories to Proxima B, I say, displaying all the variants on the screen.
It doesn't actually look too bad, Adam says.
I have already left out the options that looked really bad.
When I look closer, Eve says, I see the problem.
Yes? I do not want to influence her.
The secondary axis is very short. Therefore, we move dangerously close to the surface of the sun.
Yes, the red dwarf has a diameter of about 200,000 kilometers, I confirm. If we want to exit at the cusp of the main axis, which is 14 million kilometers, at a speed of only 13 kilometers per second, we have to get within 200,000 kilometers of the surface.
That is one-third less than the distance between the moon and the Earth, Adam says.
Yes, but we are dealing with a relatively active star, not a boring planet. Most likely we will dive into the hot atmosphere of the star.
What kind of damage is to be expected?
That's hard to say, Eve. We know too little about Proxima Centauri. If we are lucky, and the star is currently calm, at least we are crossing this region at the highest possible speed.
Speed doesn't help us if Proxima Centauri burns our ass, Adam said.
If we're too slow, we get roasted by the flare, Eve retorted.
I have a crazy idea, and if we are clever about it, we can save a lot of time. As far as protection against solar flares is concerned, there is hardly a safer place than the far side of Proxima B. There, the entire planet shields us from the solar fire racing toward us. A flare lasts less than an hour, so we won't have to hide for long. We actually just have to be at the right place at the right time. I explain my idea to Adam and Eve.
Sounds logical, Adam says. That's exactly what we should do.
If I understand correctly, it all depends on extremely precise timing, Eve explains. We have to run the trajectory calculation several times. If we do it, we should use the time gain to increase the distance from the sun.
By how much? I ask her.
As much as possible. 100%.
It is totally sufficient if we get to safety behind the disk of the planet at the exact moment of the flare.